Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up, absolutely. We're diving into the world of Sora 2 invite codes and how they can give you access to pro video tools. Honestly, it's a bit of a wild ride, right? So first off, let's talk about what's happening with Sora 2. When the app launched in late September 2025, it racked up 627,000 downloads in just a week. Wow, that's insane. But I heard the retention rate really dropped after that. What happened? Yeah, it plummeted from 10% on day one down to just 1% by day 30. And the reason? Getting a Sora 2 invite code feels like winning the lottery. Once you're in, the limits on compute power can be a real headache. Oh man, that sounds frustrating. So why are these invite codes so scarce? Alec, it boils down to hardware. NVIDIA has a major monopoly on the chips needed for this kind of tech, creating a bottleneck in production. For example, CoreWeave reported over $1.3 billion in revenue just in Q3 of 2025 because everyone's scrambling for compute power. OpenAI can't let everyone just run 60-second 1080p renders without risking their servers. Jordan, got it. So the invite code system is basically a way to throttle access. Exactly. I've seen people trying to trade these codes on Reddit, but the success rate is only about 22%. Most folks end up disappointed or even scammed. Ouch. So what's the best way to get one officially? If you're just sitting around waiting for an email, you might be in for a long wait, averaging about 8 to 12 weeks right now. But there's a more reliable route through paid tiers. Oh, like ChatGPT Plus, right?
Yep.
I upgraded to ChatGPT Plus, which is $20 a month, and I found my access options opened up way quicker than my friends who are on the free tier. OpenAI prioritizes paying customers, so it makes sense. So if someone's serious about getting into Sora 2, they should really consider that upgrade? For sure. And if you're a pro, there's a $200 per month pro tier that can help you bypass the standard queue. Some studio heads I know got their invite codes within just 48 hours after paying. Wow, that's quick. But what if you're just a casual user? Is the Sora 2 invite code really worth it? Great question. Honestly, I've been playing with Runway Gen 4 lately, and it's giving Sora a run for its money. It even overtook Sora on the video arena leaderboard by scoring 25% higher in camera control. That's impressive. So, what do you think the main difference is between Sora 2 and Runway? Well, with Sora, I often find myself fighting the AI to get the camera movement just right. But with Runway, it feels like I'm in the director's chair. Plus, there's no invite code hassle. You just pay the subscription and dive in. That definitely sounds more accessible, especially for creators who need to get stuff done quickly. Exactly. I see a lot of creators adopting a hybrid workflow. If Sora is locked, they'll pivot to Runway or even VO3 via Gemini, which has exploded to 650 million monthly users. Wow. It really seems like having options is key in this fast-paced landscape. Definitely. And if you do manage to snag that Sora 2 invite code, you'll want to maximize it. Gone are the days of simply typing cat on a skateboard and going viral. Oh, I can't believe that was ever a thing. What's the new strategy then? There's a trend now called RAG, Retrieval Augmented, generation. About 71% of Gen AI adopters are using this method to enhance output quality. Basically, you feed the model specific references or style guides before you prompt, and your success rate skyrockets. That makes sense. So it's all about giving the AI as much context as possible, right? Exactly. Just last week, I uploaded a specific color palette and character sheet before generating a video scene, and the consistency was night and day compared to a raw prompt. I love that. And what about audio and physics? I've heard mixed reviews. Yeah. Sora 2 is supposed to have physics-compliant dynamics and audio, but from my experience, sometimes the audio matches perfectly, and sometimes it's just generic stock noise. So you recommend editing the sound separately then? Absolutely. Generate the video first and then do your sound design in an editor. Great tip. Now, what should users expect after getting their invite codes? Alex, buckle up. If you're looking to produce videos professionally, be prepared for some steep costs. The $20 a month tier is just a taste. Real production could rack up bills over $10,000 a month. That's a hefty price tag. Any common mistakes to avoid? Oh, for sure. First, read the terms of service. They're strict about commercial usage rights. I saw someone get banned for trying to generate copyrighted characters. Yikes. That's a hard lesson learned. And Alex. And also, don't overprompt. A lot of folks think writing a huge prompt will improve their results, but it actually confuses the model. Keep it simple with subject, action, setting, and style. Simplifying makes sense. And don't put all your eggs in the OpenAI basket. The landscape is changing quickly, and new tools keep emerging. I keep accounts on three different platforms to stay flexible. Wise move. So what's the takeaway here? The Sora 2 invite code is tough to get and even tougher to maintain. But if you mix in other tools like Runway, you can produce some impressive work. Just remember, these tools won't make you a great director overnight, but they can help visualize your ideas faster than ever. That's a solid wrap-up. Thanks for sharing all this, Alex. No problem. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.